This next poem is called Red Runner. I suppose I see running as a kind of torture, and it always intrigues me to see all the people, wherever I am, torturing themselves. I was in Alaska for the month of June, where I saw the Red Runner torturing herself. She comes at me in red tights, showing satin skin underneath, and red shorts, a red runner's jacket, like a bird I don't expect to see in the rain. Thinking of fires I have built and how flames are not gratuitous, how hard it is to get even combustible material to burn, I wonder how she burns through this continuous rain of Juno, this runner, young woman, product of the 20th century. When I passed her, we exchanged rather frank, brutal glances. She saw a middle-aged woman bundled in a coat, walking fast for her short legs. Probably to this red runner, I appeared to be some slow sea creature crawling along the bottom of the ocean. She ran past me like firecrackers or sequins glittering on a dancer's costume, a bottle of Tabasco which had put on Adidas, and irrelevantly, I think of Carmen Miranda movies. But this rain has come to mean that things don't change. When you reach a certain age, even the flame of a red satin-shorted runner coming like a can-can girl out of the silver twilight was not so much a change as a proof of sameness. Red runner, reminder that I live, if not in another time, another world, one where a flame is not easy to coax into life, one where I am outdated or extinguished, or underwater. Certainly no location for a flame. Tonight, with a blue sweater, her red jacket tied around her waist, red shorts again, this time her legs naked and white as sea scallops, she frowned as she passed me again. Scorpion fish, sea slug, slow mover in the silvery twilight.